Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Episode 217. Today we are reading Chapter 11 of the novel, The Unspoken Prayer Request, by Daniel White III with his wife Mariko White. Pampering herself for the next 2 hours, Aubrey took an hour-long bubble bath. Her forehead had cleared up. She relaxed in bed with a couple of interior design magazines. She was not sleepy, although she should have been. Her adrenaline was a little elevated as she did not know what to expect of Jamal, nor when to expect him. She must have fallen off to sleep because she was awakened to a bright light shining in her face and someone yanking her out of the bed. The smell of alcohol coupled with the smell of cigarette smoke almost overpowered her. A slap across her face made her wide awake. "He just left, didn't he? I saw his car pulling out of the driveway." "Jamal, what in the world are you talking about?" Aubrey tried to pull away from his grasp. "You know who I'm talking about, Lawrence. I saw him backing his car out of the driveway just as I turned the corner, you two-timer." He smacked her across her mouth. Aubrey felt the blood rush into her mouth. Tears filled her eyes as another blow stung her over the left eye. She grabbed a pillow to use as a shield. Jamal dragged her off the bed and onto the floor. He kicked her. Aubrey winced in pain. His second attempt at kicking her was interrupted by the ringing of the house phone. He paused long enough for her to slide into her walk-in closet and slam the door shut. Using all of her strength, she pushed against it. "Open this door, you're going to pay," Jamal yelled, a string of obscenities following his words. "Please, Jamal, I have not seen Lawrence. He has not been over here. There's probably someone using our driveway to turn their car around. We do that all the time," Aubrey pleaded. "Oh God," she prayed, "please don't let him break the door down." "Open up this door right now or you'll be sorry." Jamal was banging on the door and turning the knob at the same time. The phone was ringing nonstop. "I'm going to break this door down." "Jamal, just go. Go somewhere, anywhere. Leave me alone. You're drunk." "Why?" "So Lawrence can comfort you? So Lawrence can take you to church to give your 10% over my dead body," Jamal retorted. After minutes that seemed to drag on forever, the pounding on the door stopped. Aubrey soon heard the television blasting from the other room. She timidly exited the walk-in closet and rushed to lock the bedroom door and barricade it with the dresser and the desk chair that was in the room. Her makeup and other personal items she kept on the dresser were in disarray on the floor. The contents of one of her drawers was strewn all over the floor. What was he looking for? Pulling herself together, Aubrey looked at her reflection in the mirror. She was not shocked, but she did not like what she saw. Taking her BlackBerry out, she took pictures of her bleeding lip, her red puffy face, as well as the things thrown around on the ground. Remembering the phone had rung, she checked the caller ID. It was her mother. Thinking something was wrong, she immediately returned to her call. "Oh, thank goodness you called back," Mother Jameson said. "The Lord woke me up and told me to call you to check on you. Is everything all right?" Aubrey tried to put up a brave front, but was unsuccessful. Her quivering voice gave her away. "Mother, he did it again," Aubrey sobbed. "I'm coming over right now, even though it is 3:51 in the morning," Mother Jameson insisted. "Is he there?" "I think he's crashed out in the other room, drunk. Mother, I told him to stop drinking. I'm locked in the bedroom, so I couldn't unlock the front door even if you came over." Aubrey knew she was not coming completely clean, but did not have the energy to go into any details. Plus, why bother her mother with her problems? She chose to marry Jamal. She just had to live with it. "I'm sending the police over right now, Aubrey. This is ridiculous," her mother said. "And then I am coming over." Mother Jameson hung up the phone before Aubrey could protest. Aubrey let the tears flow freely, not knowing what else to do. Less than a minute later, Mother Jameson called back. "I forgot to pray with you." Aubrey was grateful for her mother's short but powerful prayer. Somehow she always felt better whenever her mother prayed with her. In about 5 minutes, the police were banging on the door. Jamal got to the door first. No, sir, there's no disturbance here, Jamal calmly told them. Is your wife in so we can speak with her? One of the officers asked. Aubrey was in the hallway listening. She was confused as to what to do. She felt ashamed to let others know her husband beat her and that her marriage was becoming more and more like a nightmare. Well, she's sound asleep. She had a late night and I'd rather not disturb her. The police decided to take his word. There was nothing they could do and everything seemed so calm. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.